This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. We'll chop away at some emails this hour. We have BK coming up a half hour from now. I can't seem to find any information on this rescue of our pilots in Iran. We don't even know their names. At least I haven't been able to find it. BK probably knows, maybe knows. I don't know. I want to know what he knows. And if we don't know anything, I find it odd. And let me just explain why I find it odd. No, I don't believe any conspiracy theories or anything out there. But the Trump administration is now finally aware that this whole thing is not very popular. So they need a boost, right? They need a boost. Well, what better way to give it a boost in popularity than grabbing a couple of heroes America can celebrate and parade them out there at a press conference? Something with pin a medal on them, let them crisscross the country, waving to the crowds, kissing the girls, whatever. I mean, one of those patriotic things. We don't know anything about them. It's weird. Whatever. This isn't weird. This is my next governor.
High expense. No security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, make affordable California again, will recognize children's who maintain.
We're going to recognize children's, Chris. Did you know that? We're going to recognize children's. What else is it going
to
do?
You will go to Pankot Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
I just, every now and then, I feel like I should apologize to the suits for all the complaints they get about this show. Jesse, I'm in my eighth year. Oh, the subject of this one is targeted individuals in America. What's up, brother? I'm in my eighth year of AI-based voice to skull, psyop, torture, and cognitive warfare. The government, quit it, Chris. The government is actively targeting and torturing civilians with psychotronic neuroweapon technologies. The FBI says it's not a violation of federal laws. Governor Kemp told me to get an attorney. My local law enforcement says it can go on for many years. The goal is to force suicide the targeted individual. Please use your platform to make people aware. Well, now I'm aware, right? And now everybody, what, Chris? Now everybody's aware that there is what a AI-based voice-to-skull, psy-up, torture, and cognitive warfare. You know what? Not only am I now aware that this is going on, I want you to be aware that there is an antidote to that. Consider that poison. How about an antidote to the poison?
We exercise our right to assemble, for that's when the proud and mighty start to tremble. Just in case you're wondering. Just in case you're wondering. Just in case you're wondering. Hey, hey, look this way. This is what democracy looks like. Show me.
Hey, Jesse, you mentioned on Tuesday night that 1 in 8 voters and 1 in 8 GOP voters is going to stay home. I am one of those. In fact, I took my name entirely off the voter roll. Why? I'm 50. I've been voting since I was able. After a long while, it's obvious that American politics are like a ratchet. The GOP is the backswing, the windup or reprieve until the Democrats come back in and turn the ratchet to the left. The GOP has never really moved the country to the right in any way that lasts. Now that we have a GOP that won't even pass the Save America Act to secure their seats, combine that with the ratchet, and I see no purpose in voting. I can't be the only one thinking that way. Listen, thank you, he says. His name is Brian. Well, Brian, maybe you just need a little time off. And tell you what, play this for you again.
Guys, there were literally millions of people coming into the United States every single year on false asylum claims. We have those claims down something like north of 95%.
Now, I know what you're saying. Well, yes, Donald Trump cut off immigration, and we're finally getting some deportations. But, Jesse, it doesn't matter, because Democrats, next time they come to power, they're just going to bring in another 20 million people, and then we're totally done. Totally valid point. Not arguing it. But this is our struggle, and this is the way the struggle is going to be. Remember, we are going up against destroyers, not builders, destroyers. That is what communists are. They destroy everything they touch as fast as they can possibly touch it. Well, if I build, I engineer and build a beautiful statue, and Jewish producer Chris wants to destroy it, I might be able to stop him once or twice if I can catch him in the act, something like that. Put up a big electrified fence, who knows, maybe lead him away with a nickel or something. But I only have to fail at stopping Chris once, and the statue comes down. He, in turn, he can attack that statue 1,000 times, and he may fail 1,000 times. But if on the 1,001st time he gets through and succeeds, then he wins. This is what we are up against. This is what we are up against when it comes to the Democrat Party. These people, they're freaking monsters, man. Monster. This is the mayor of Boston.
For example, if someone were to try to enter your home without a warrant, whether or not they are describing themselves as a federal immigration official, you should call 911. And in that case, our police officer.
I heard she's giving free massages to illegals. Boston is something like $50 million in debt, and she's out there giving free massages to illegals. They're just destroyers. They destroy everything as fast as they can possibly destroy it. This is a state senator in Minnesota.
How many illegals are on Medicaid? Do you know?
Glenn, Senator Grenade, please, can we, when we dehumanize...
Well, it's not the dehumanizing. Stop. I was shot 9 times because I was dehumanized. I was shot 9 times because we allowed somebody to dehumanize human beings. I almost died twice, Glenn.
Yeah.
So I ask you once, please, do not say illegal in this committee because it dehumanizes an individual. And that's all I'm asking you from my heart.
Okay.
Thank you.
These people are psychopaths, man. I know that you get disenfranchised with the GOP. I know. I do, too. It sucks. Lots of the time. They're low-T. They're all those things. You can't give the country back to the communists. Jesse, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the Hispanic woman stabbing a child in a shopping cart. By the way, the kid lived. Kid lived. The woman died. This right here, this is in my red state of Nebraska. The woman stabbed her father, tried burning their house down in 2004. She was deemed too insane to stand trial, so they let her walk free. It's the judges. They're worse than politicians. This will never end until we remove all the judges. Well, first of all, let's not judge this lady too harsh. She's a Latina, and that's generally... What, Chris? Roughly 99% of Latina women have stabbed someone at some point in time. That's generally how that works. That's one. Two, in all seriousness, it is the judges, and it actually speaks to what a remarkably peaceful country we have, that no one has started killing the judges yet. This is my concern, because I believe that somehow, some way, some judge is going to let the wrong monster out, and that wrong monster is going to kill the wrong guy's daughter or son or wife or cousin. It's going to be some guy with the skills and nothing left to lose, and he's not going to go hunting for the monster who pulled the trigger. He's going to go hunting for the judge. And once it becomes hunting season on the judges in your country is going to devolve very, very quickly. This is why the GOP should be moving to as fast as humanly possible to remove whatever judges they can. But we can't get that out of them either. We can't get anything worth the crap out of them. All right. We'll do some more in a moment. An amazing way you can get asylum over there in Britain. That'll be fun. But first, let's talk about how amazing Tunnel to Towers is. Tunnel to Towers, they really do God's work. Widows and orphans, we are commanded to take care of them. When a police officer dies in the line of duty, a fireman dies in the line of duty, one of our soldiers dies overseas, who comes alongside those families and provides them some love and provides them with real, genuine help? Tunnel to Towers does. And there are so many rip-off, scam artist charities out there. That's why they have all these charity rating websites. You should go look up Tunnel to Towers' charity rating. Tunnel to Towers, when you give them $11 a month, it goes exactly where you want it to go. They're not lining their own pockets, flying private jets around the country on your dime. It goes exactly where you want it to go. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. All right? We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. BK is going to join us 10 minutes from now. You know, he was an Air Force PJ. I cannot find any freaking information on this rescue operation. A couple articles here and there online. No names, no nothing. I want to know what BK knows. We'll find out. Here's quite a headline for you. Legal advisors help migrants pose as gay to get asylum. Undercover BBC investigation finds. This is how gay Western civilization has become. In order to get asylum, you have to claim to be gay. Good freaking grief. Hey, Jesse. Dome. Please, I need to know. You've said it 3 times on your show. I cannot for the life of me figure out why you call her Dome. Thank you. I love your show. She says, she didn't say I can say her name, from corrupt Gretchland. Hey, Chris, where's Gretchland? Is that like Greenland or something like that? Like, I have a hard time believing that Greenland would be corrupt. It's only like, what, Chris? What'd you find? What is it? Greece? You think she's in Greece? How many listeners in Greece do we have? One? I want to see Greece, but I heard it was overrun with foreigners now. I heard it got dirty and overrun with foreigners. I've always wanted to go see the Greek architecture. What? You never let... It's not the movie Greece, idiot. Gosh, jeez. Jesse, my sibling is an ICE agent instructor in one of the foreign hostile city states. Said sibling said they were shockingly surprised that the incoming trainees are people who gave up their careers in local and state law enforcement, sheriff's departments, and even the FBI because they had enough of the far left and wanted to make a difference. Hearing that news gave me hope that if those people make a bold decision at starting over, that more well-trained law enforcement will do the same. Thanks for all you do. I think it's easy with all the ugly stuff that's out there to forget that there are some wonderful, brave people still in our society. ICE, since Trump got elected and he put out the call, hey, we need a lot more ICE agents. What was the number they said? Something like 100,000, I think they wanted to hire. That's a big ramp up. There were only like 6,000 when Trump got elected. There weren't that many ICE agents. Trump said, yeah, we basically need an army of them. Got that many foreigners here? We need an army of them. Well, they have more applications than they can process at this point in time. A lot of people stepped up and said, no, I'm doing this. I'm doing what's best for my country. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Trump also said this on Fox Business.
I think we're going to do good. Now, with that being said.
He was asked about the midterms.
I think we're going to do good. Now, with that being said, when somebody gets elected president, that party always loses the midterms. I don't know why. I don't know why. Nobody could explain it. I ask people that are deep into the psychological world. I said, why is it that a voter votes for the opposite party? It's even when you have a good president. I think I had the greatest year, the greatest opening year. I've read the greatest. Look, I ended 8 wars. A 9th is coming. But I ended 8 wars. Nobody's ever ended one war. Who's ended one? Nobody. I ended 8. We have the biggest tax cuts ever. We have the biggest regulation cuts ever. The greatest economy ever, pretty much including the fact that I took a detour into Iran in order to stop something that could have destroyed the world, right? But even when you have a great president, they tend to lose the midterms. It doesn't make sense to me, so we're going to try turning it around. You know, in 50 years, I guess the president, the person, the party with the president, has won twice. Why that happens, I don't know. We are really working hard to turn that around.
Howdy, Jesse the Belly. Being a fellow white trash Ohioan, I want to find out your thoughts on my white trash nachos. You're going to want to find Kraft or American cheese singles and nacho cheese Doritos. Microwave the chips layered with cheese singles until bubbly. Delicious. Oh, I've done that a million times. I'll give you what, Chris? I'll give you one even better. Buy some tortillas at the grocery store. Throw some American cheese singles on that thing. Nuke it. Roll it up. That's a homemade cheese burrito. Authentic. Yes, it is, Chris. It absolutely is. Chris, you need more music in your life.
We exercise our right to assemble.
Why are you gay?
Chris, quit cutting off my music. Caught red-handed. Schiff ordered leaks of classified intel to destroy Trump, says a Dem insider. I know it's kind of a nerdy story, and I touched on it last night, and it's a little bit complicated, but the intelligence community and the FBI worked with elected Democrats to destroy Donald Trump. That is the kind of evil these people do when these people get power. Now Adam Schiff is a United States senator, too. Think of what he's going to do the next time if, God forbid, these people get power. I know Trump just mentioned the House of Representatives. If we are going to lose the House, that's not ideal, but okay, we really cannot afford to lose the Senate. I'm not saying we're going to lose the Senate. I think it's too far out to see that. I think it would take some sort of bad economic dip for us to lose the Senate. I'm talking recession type thing. Maybe this Iran war goes on a little bit too long. Maybe a bit, but if we have a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat-controlled House after the midterms, geez, is the final 2 years going to be a little bit frustrating? I don't know that we're going to get funding for those ICE agents. It'll be the ICE agents going without a paycheck. Anyway, BK, next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. And joining me now, as I have promised you, now that he's done screwing off on the ski hill, my friend BK, former Air Force PJ, host of World News with BK. BK, what is it with you and skiing?
You know what, Jesse? I have to take advantage of every sort of free opportunity I can get in this state. I'm not even lying. 10 minutes ago, Jesse, I just finished my taxes. I have sent them in. And once again, I am furious at how much money I actually have to pay to live in this state. And it's even more galling, Jesse, knowing that there are foreign-born and illegal immigrants ripping this state off for billions and billions of dollars. But damn, dude, if I don't get that check-in on April 15th, you know they're coming after your boy for that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to take advantage of it and use as much of the admittedly natural beauty that this state has to offer. But it's very, very frustrating. I'm not going to lie.
BK, when do you break? I know you are a California lover to your heart. To your heart. I know it's in your heart and soul, and the weather's perfect, and you're not lying about any of that stuff. But when is it too much where BK says, I'm going to Florida. I can't do this anymore.
You know, it's getting closer and closer to that, and I'm keeping an eye on this election because, you know, Jess, here's the thing, Jesse. As nutty and as, I don't know, as kind of slimy and weird as Gavin Newsom is, he's fairly moderate on some issues. For example, a lot of people don't know this. He allows ICE to cooperate with the state prisons over which he has control. You know, most people assume he doesn't. He does. The incoming guy, who's now the favorite, now that your boy Eric Swalwell has dropped out and maybe going to prison, is Tom Steyer, who makes Gavin Newsom look like a right-wing radical. If that happens, man, I don't know, dude. That might be it for me.
Okay, so is the feeling in California, it's funny you brought this up because we were just talking about Tom Steyer an hour ago. Is the feeling out there that he's now the favorite?
You know, I have to look at it dispassionately because, you know, as you know, for the last couple months, we've had these polls. And if your audience doesn't know, we have a jungle primary system out here. It's the top two vote getters. There's one primary and the top two vote getters advance to the general election. And it doesn't matter which party they're in. It's not like the old days when we had a Democratic primary and a Republican primary. So all these polls have been showing the top two polling were both Republicans. Chad Bianco, who's Riverside County Sheriff, and Steve Hilton, former Fox News guy, British dude. And everybody was really excited. And that freaked the Democratic Party out, Jesse. And, you know, there's a lot of people wondering if maybe all of a sudden these accusations from Eric Swalwell came from people who were like so alarmed that the top two vote getters might be Republican that they dug up some dirt on the guy. And that includes Tom Steyer. But the fact is, if a Democrat gets into those last two, that's like a 99% chance they're going to win because just people don't pay attention out here. And they're, I guess, content with the $5.75 gasoline that we're currently paying right now. I don't know. I don't know how to change people's minds. I do the best I can, Jesse, on a day-to-day basis. But you, as you know, people are shockingly ignorant about policies and politics, no matter where you are.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, I have to get past all this, although I could talk to you about California, because BK, all I know is the stories I read and everyone else was following along like it was a freaking Hollywood action movie. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we had a plane shot down, couple dudes had to eject, they're behind enemy lines, we've had to send in the PJs and everyone. Okay, first of all, start at the beginning, BK, the floor is yours, because you know more about this stuff. How did they even shoot down one of our planes? What happened? How'd the rest, it's all yours, just go.
Jesse, I'm going to disappoint you a little bit because, first of all, they are being incredibly tight-lipped on this. I mean, we have a PJ-only group chat, and I can't even find out which squadron went into the actual target. I do know that there was a rescue squadron, of course. Whenever there's fighter planes in harm's way, there's always going to be a PJ rescue squadron standing by. So when it first came down that a plane was shot down, and it was a lucky shot, you know, it just was. They're going to get lucky every once in a while with as many missiles as they shoot off. They got a shot off. They got the guys, and they sent the rescue squadron in. The other guy, the one guy they picked up right away, the pilot. Now, the backseater is called the weapon systems officer, or if you're very high speed, you call him the WISO, because it's known as the WSO. He was able to E&E, escape and evade, for a really long time, and he was able to hide out in a crevasse. He's kind of limited on his options because, you know, those beacons that we give out, those are already old-timey because Iranians can track a beacon just as well as we can, and he kind of hid out. Nevertheless, there was a huge apparatus put into play. The CIA jumped into work. The CIA came up with a whole fake movement plan to make the Iranians think that the WISO was actually getting smuggled out in an overland convoy towards the coast in an attempt to draw Iranians over there. And then once we got a hold of him, though, once we knew where he was, we still don't know who actually went and got him. I mean, I've heard it was SEAL Team 6, and of course there'd be PJs with them. There always is. I've heard Delta. There's usually PJs with them as well. But I honestly have no idea who actually picked the guy up. And we still don't know the pilot's, the weapon systems officer name. He hasn't spoken or been made public at all. There's just a lot that's in the black right now, and your guess is as good as mine as to why.
Okay, let's walk through that, because that's part of the reason I wanted to have you on. I can't get information on this, and I'm struggling with the why, because the Trump administration, they're, politically, this Iran thing is a big old mess for the Trump administration anyway, slice it. If you've got a hero pilot and you got a hero WISO, how about that, Chris? Anyway, you got a hero WISO. Why? And you know it's going to be a couple strapping dudes because these scummy pilots are always good looking. Why not have them on camera pinning medals on their chest? That's the kind of thing that gets the nation excited. Why so tight-lipped? What am I missing?
I'm not sure, because now, like you, I'm sure you've seen all the conspiracy theories that this was actually the big mission to recover uranium, and it all went horribly wrong. So they came up with this cover story, which is completely absurd. But I don't know why the Defense Department of Defense or Department of War is kind of hiding behind this. I know that they don't want to, you know, reveal any kind of like tactics and procedures and stuff like that we have for locating missing personnel. But I'm sure, I would hope that it will come out eventually. I know he would be having a heck of a debrief, but I too would like to know. I'd like to know what happened with those C-130s that apparently landed in sand that was too deep for them, and we had to, you know, blow those from a distance, those C-130s, so they wouldn't fall into Iranian hands. But there's just a lot we don't know. I don't know why we're not going more into it at this point.
BK, are you worried about potential ground operations in Iran?
I am worried about it. I can only hope that, you know, Trump does look at the polls. That would be so unpopular, Jesse. Last time I was on your show, I discussed the many ways in which young people tell me all the time that they're struggling. Iran is never mentioned as a concern in their lives. Not once. No place in the Middle East is mentioned as a concern in their lives. What they talk about is high energy costs, low pay, inability to find a job, inability to find a home. And I'm at a loss at how this administration started off in January of 2025 with so much optimism. They had a net approval rating. They had a generational coalition of conservatives and Republicans and MAGA and America First and everybody from that broad spectrum. And just over a year later, I feel like it's all been completely squandered. I feel like so many people have split off now. Tucker Carlson is persona non grata. Megyn Kelly's persona non grata. And it's like, I don't even know what happened or who's advising him at this point, because everything they're doing is contrary, let's face it, to what Trump ran on. Remember the flyers that went out, Jesse? Vote for the party of peace, showing Trump and J.D. Vance. And that is what he ran on. No more foreign intervention, America first. And a lot of people don't think he's led up to those campaign promises. And there's a lot of buyer's remorse at this point.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you you're wrong. BK, my brother, as always, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well, dang it. Anyway, at least my T levels are high. At least I have that. At least I, no matter what else happens, at least I have my chalk. At least I have my natural herbal supplements from chalk that make me feel good all the time. To have energy all the time, it's one of those things you don't even realize how often you're tired or run down until you get natural energy again all the time. And then you think, how did I even get through the friggin' day feeling like that? You know, chalk can do that for you. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. You can even, look, maybe you don't take a male vitality stack. Maybe you start out your day with chalk lit powder. Speaking of energy, maybe you like to take a pre-workout. Chalk has an all-natural one of those called Chad Mode. The anti-communists at Chalk have what you're looking for. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. We shall return tomorrow on Thursday. And what's coming tomorrow? It's pretty exciting. I'm kidding. I don't have any idea what's coming tomorrow. But what, Chris? We're going to figure it out on the fly. And that in its own way is really exciting. This is also really exciting to have a vice president, to have any politician in our party who actually speaks like this.
But I also think that when you become an American citizen, whether your family has nine generations of lineage in the United States or whether your family has zero generations of lineage in the United States, one of the responsibilities that we must expect of citizens, and I, of course, you know, it's always hard to talk in specifics about your situation because I don't know about it. But one of the obligations of citizens is that you have to think about the best interest of the country and not the country you came from beforehand and not of any sort of any group that you came from. You've got to think of yourself as an American. The system only works if everybody thinks of themselves as an American.
That's refreshing to hear. This is refreshing.
Guys, there were literally millions of people coming into the United States every single year on false asylum claims. We have those claims down something like north of 95%.
This is the Secretary of State. Refreshing to hear. Again, he speaks in a way Chris can understand.
We would go to a country and say, we're going to help you with our health care needs. Then we would drive over to Northern Virginia somewhere, find an NGO, one of these organizations, give them all the money, tell them, go to this country and do their healthcare program for them. That NGO would then take about, you know, some percentage of that money for their overhead and administrative costs. And by the time it got down to it, the host country had very little influence. It was sort of imposed on them. And only a percentage of the overall money ever actually reached the patients and the people on the ground that we were trying to help because of these costs. This makes no sense. So why are we hiring American and international NGOs to go into other countries and run healthcare systems that are parallel and sometimes in conflict with the healthcare systems of the host country? If we're trying to help countries, help the country. Don't help the NGO to go in and find a new line of business. And so that's what the model that we're breaking. We're not doing this anymore.
Refreshing. And it's refreshing to hear somebody running for office who cares about the children's.
Higher expense, no security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, Make Affordable California Again, will recognize children's.
I don't know why you're laughing, Chris. Make Affordable California Again.
Higher expense, no security, no safety, no literacy. My plan, MACA plan, Make Affordable California Again, will recognize children's who maintain GPA level 3.87, 3.93, will support first bank.
Hold on. We're going to rewind that part. Did he change his mind midstream on the GPA? 3.87, 3.93 will support. Let's rewind.
God,
this.
Upon again, will recognize children who maintain GPA level 3.87, 3.93, will support first bank card upon graduation from high school, will credit $505 plus first year.
$505?
No registration fee. Let's support our children. Let's support our schooling system. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Randeep, I'm on your team, brother. Chris? Randeep, if you're listening, you have an open invitation on the show. In fact, Chris, would you do me a favor, please? Would you reach out and see if Randeep will come on the show tomorrow and we'll talk about his plan for, I'm dead serious, yes. That's a little programming note I have to add in. We might be having Randeep on the show tomorrow, and we'll be talking about the children's. Dear Shogun, my name is Jake Thomas. I'm 34. I'm not going to give out all your information, buddy. I never understood why people listen to talk radio until I heard your show. Now I've listened to you for about 4 years. I never have anything else on in my car. So wanted to say thank you for all your work. Wanted to say especially love your history shows. They are my favorite. I know I owe you guys another history show. Should probably do that soon since the news is so depressing. Jesse, what gives with our losers in Washington? Why won't Republicans pass a SAVE Act? Well, you know what? I'm going to echo something that J.D. Vance actually said last night. I don't have the audio of it, so I don't need it. But J.D. Vance said, all right, so like the SAVE Act. You're mad it won't pass. I'm mad it won't pass. It's a legitimate thing to be mad about. He said, why didn't it pass? Four senators, basically. Four senators. We had most of our senators on board. Four of our guys held out. And what J.D. Vance said 10, 15 years ago, it would have been 20 of our guys holding out. We are making progress. And if things go well in Texas, we're going to bounce another rhino loser. Progress is slow. Change in the Senate, very, very slow.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trump says he's prepared to replace Alito and Thomas on SCOTUS. Of course he is prepared. They are our two best. I'm like everybody else, I'm nervous they're going to get old and die when a Democrat takes the White House, and then we're really screwed. When the Strait of Hormuz closed, Europe's plan is simply to not use energy. I forgot. That's what the European leaders told their people. Well, quit using the light switch. You'll be fine. Trump won't end probe, but will fire the Fed chair if he doesn't step down. Donald Trump and Jerome Powell really, really do not like each other. Trump's modest budget cuts will mean nothing if he won't touch rampant entitlements. Now, they are going after fraud, and I do think they're going to find billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars there. It would be nice if we didn't take every red cent we find in fraud and immediately wash it through the military-industrial complex, but it is what it is. We'll come back tomorrow and do it again, hopefully with Randeep. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.